Hey guys, this is Karis, and welcome back to Unmasked. So excited that you all can join us again today. If this is your first time tuning in, just to let you know a bit about what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be unmasking those real hurts, those real struggles that we all deal with, that we're scared to kind of talk about because we don't know, am I the only one going through this? And as we unmask it, as we talk about those things, our hope is that we're going to be able to pour in real hope into those difficult places. So we are so excited to have you here today to talk through these things and to go through this journey together. So I wanted to share something with you all really fast that I found very fascinating as I was doing some research through all of these struggles and all of these things that we may deal with. Have you all ever heard of Blue Monday? I've never heard of Blue Monday. Out of all of my years, out of all of the things that I have gone through in my research and going through and learning about things like anxiety and depression and how you deal with those things, there is a day that they have actually done research on. This blows my mind. They have done research on what is the most depressive day of the year. And what they have found is it is the third Monday of January. Well, guess what? We are here on the third Monday of January, Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year, according to some. So I was looking through, trying to figure out, how do you figure this out? What kind of research will show you what the most depressive day of the year is? So I was looking through what they used, and some factors that they used are the weather. So the weather in the wintertime, well, if you're in the South, like some of us, it is very up and down, right? It can be hot, it can be cold, it can go from 70 degrees in the morning to 25 degrees at night, and you're trying to cover your pipes outside so they don't burst. So the weather is up and down, it feels very, just the clouds are foggy and they're everywhere and there's not a lot of sunlight. So that's one factor. Another factor is an increase in debt level. So we've just got done celebrating Christmas, and a lot of times we will go into debt, we're buying those gifts, we're using those credit cards, and those bills start to come in, and we're checking our mailbox, and there they are on that third Monday of January, and it begins to hit. And that overwhelming feeling hits us of, oh no, here we are in our finances, we're behind, we have all these credit card bills, how are we gonna catch up? How are we gonna get back to where we were? Another one is those New Year resolutions. How many of you make those resolutions, right? We make those resolutions, we're gonna get in shape, we're gonna do this, we're gonna work hard at that, and we've hit this week of January, and we've already messed up. We've already not been able to do those things that we were determined we were going to do, and we've already, in our minds, failed for the entire year because we've only messed up for a couple of weeks. And then lastly, they take in a lack of motivation. All of these factors will come together, and that lack of motivation will hit us. We're tired. We feel sluggish. Maybe we've put on some weight over the holidays, and that's beginning to catch up with us because we don't feel comfortable in our own skin. We feel out of place. We feel out of touch. And we feel like we're alone in all of these things. And so because of the weather, because it's cold, because it's not sunshiny and feels warm outside, we're not outside of a lot, we're not getting that vitamin D that we need in our bodies, and all of these things become a perfect storm. And here we are in not only the most depressive day of the year, but January is actually the most depressive month because all of these things are building up on us. And we leave a time of holidays where it feels like a time of joy for many of us. And we have all of these beautiful decorations, which if you come to my house, we have Christmas trees everywhere. We are one of those people. We love to decorate for Christmas. We love to just have it all around us because honestly, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy. I don't know about you guys, but we leave that time of the year, or maybe we leave that time of the year where we're trying so desperately to avoid the holidays because of what it reminds us of, because of the hurts that it brings back to our memory and to our heart. And then here we are in January, and all of those floods of emotions and that adrenaline and those hormones begin to kind of go crazy. in our body and in our mind, and we don't know what to do because it feels overwhelming and the stress is just rising upon all of us and we don't know what we are supposed to do. So I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about today about what to do. How do we combat those things like a depressive month like January? How do we combat those things like a depressive day like Blue Monday? So here are a few things that I have found that have helped me that I hope will help you. First of all, maybe instead of making a resolution, maybe that doesn't work for you. Try a word focus. So I found for myself, resolutions do not work for me. I found that I can never keep up. I can never keep up with doing this resolution and keeping it every single day. But when I started doing a word focus and I gave myself that year to work on something, that was more beneficial for me. So the way that I have worked on finding a word focus is first I pray and I seek the Lord and I say, what is it that I need to work on this year? What is it that I can do to grow and get better within things? So I'll pray and I'll figure that out. The second thing that I do is I try to find that word that honestly is gonna make me scared a little bit inside. Maybe even might make me wanna throw up a little bit in my mouth. You know, when you know, okay, I need to do this thing, but it's gonna be pushing me past my comfort zone, and that scares me. Well, then that's your word, because it gets you out of your comfort zone, because nothing amazing or good in your life is gonna happen in that comfort zone, and you've gotta find something that's gonna push you out. So that's what kind of word you want to use. And lastly, you want to pick something and then you want to give yourself grace. Listen, guys, we are human. We are flawed creatures. You're going to mess up. You're going to fail. You're going to fall down just like a baby does when they're learning how to walk and then they're learning how to run. But the key is when you have that word focus, it's going to allow you to get back up and to say, okay, I messed up today, but tomorrow is new. So I'm gonna give myself grace. I'm gonna figure out this is kind of why I messed up and this is what I'm gonna do differently tomorrow. So some words that I have used in the past are things like forward, faith, purposeful, believe, impossible, new. Those are some words that I've used. I know some are using words this year like thankful, grateful, because they wanna focus on what they do have in their life. And that helps them to keep moving forward and have that attitude of gratitude. So I've heard a lot of people use that. I've also heard a lot of people, it's 2020, so they're using the word vision because they want to either change the vision they're having for their lives or they want to create a way to walk in the vision that God has had for them. So that is one way that you can use and do a word focus. Another thing that I would love to invite you to do is to find a book. Find something that you can read that will pour into your life and into your mind so you're not staying in that negative space where, again, your body is telling you it's sluggish and it's blah outside. But when you can begin to read a book, you can read something that pours positive things into your life and changes the message that's going into your brain, that can be helpful for you. When I wrote Anxiety Elephants, it was very freeing for me to go into God's word, into scripture, and find life-giving things that I could speak over myself, things that I could apply to my life. And I would love to invite you into our Anxiety Elephants community group. We're actually gonna go through the book together. It's a 31-day devotional, and we're gonna walk through talking about those things that are hard for us, and we're gonna work through those together. I would also love to just share a scripture with you this morning that I actually read for myself. And this is in Matthew, and I'm reading out of the Message. And this is in chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live free and lightly. So that's the last thing I want to share with you today. This is actually Jesus talking to us, telling us, are you tired? Are you worn out? Is anybody out there tired or worn out today? First of all, it's Monday, so you may be feeling tired just from the weekend. But many of you may be feeling tired from the effects of life, from the effects of all of these things that you are hiding, that you are masking, and that mask, man, it's becoming a burden, and it's becoming too heavy. So what I want to invite you and challenge you to do today is to take that mask off over those burdens and those things that you feel like you have to carry alone and lay it down and allow your body to take that rest, to take that pause and to say, okay, I do not have to carry this all on my own anymore. And it is okay that I'm not okay. And you're going to have to allow yourself to receive the rhythms of grace. Give yourself that grace. You, my friend, are not supposed to be perfect. You are not supposed to have it all together on your own. This life is a process. It is a journey. And we're all learning how to figure it out, how to do what we are called to do, but also how to be still and to give our brains those moments that they need to calm down, to think and to process and to allow our soul that time that it needs to heal and recover and be restored. So what I would like to challenge you to do today is to just take those burdens and lay them down. It may be writing them down. It may be praying. It may be sharing them with a friend. It may be sharing them right here with us. We are here to share with you in this journey. But whatever it is, lay those burdens down and take on that yoke that allows you to be free and to be calm. And today, instead of it being a blue day, let it be a great day. Let it be a great Monday where you can allow yourself to say, okay, I may have failed at that resolution, but today's a new day and I'm going to try again. Yes, those bills have come in, but we're going to come up with a plan to figure out how to pay them. Maybe get outside and do that exercise or take that vitamin D that we all need. Whatever it is, just stop, take that deep breath, take that rest, and allow your body to just heal and restore so your brain can begin to think about what it needs to think about so that you can grow and be healthy and walk in all that you are created to walk in. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. I am praying for you guys. Come back and join us next week as we continue to unmask those real hurts and pour in that real hope that we all need and we're all searching for.